Hi, everyone. It's nice to be with you again, to honor and to praise God with the Word of God. And if we might say anything that would help anyone, we'd like to. I'm just continuing yet to talk on the good ways of God and the love of God and that God intended for man. And if He'd intended for a bad life or failure in this life to have entered back into heaven, He'd have never made the trip here to serve the time and do the suffering that He did, that people might be saved. We're going to talk today from the second chapter of Second Peter, and if the Lord will help us, we're going to try to explain some of it, and if we could, we'd like to enlighten you better. And as I've said all the way through, I'm more especially spending my time not in argument with anyone, and that I have experienced in the Lord, and that I know that God would be pleased with, and I'm trying my best to bring it to you. But where that there is an original, there's always a counterfeit, and in this particular chapter, Peter will be one of things that can really hinder you and me in this life. And there'd be many people that will deny the blood or the redemption of the blood. And there'll be many that will follow. But I'd like to see the crowd, the largest crowd. And for that matter, I'd like to see everyone with salvation. But I realize this, the prophets and the saints of old realize that we're only going to get to a few people. And I wish that I could somewhere, somehow. But reading from the first verse, listen, as Peter talked, this was written many years ago. It's not something that I have thought of. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, all heresy is just a belief or a doctrine, something that's that will go against, or turn against, the true Word of God. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the ways of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fiendish words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noe and the eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of the world of the ungodly, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with filthy conversations of the wicked. For the righteous man dwelleth among them, in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day, and their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Now let's just briefly here talk just a little bit about this. This said with unfinished words, they'd make merchandise of you. This just said that the Lord would make a way, and understood and knew how to deal with it. So, you see, my friends, many people think, that I can't serve God. My friend, today you can't on your own. But if you're born again, if you've received the Holy Ghost, God will keep you. Now the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So today there's no need of you and me trying to take in our hands the law of God. There's no need of us trying to do anything to protect them. And I'd like to give you a thought. If every man and every woman was a Christian and living a Christian life, they could leave the banks open. You could throw away your key. There would be no need of locking anything up. A child of God will not touch that don't belong to him. Wouldn't it be a wonderful world to live in, a world of Christians, and no one but Christians? But thanks be to God, this is the landing. This is the place that we have started to. This is our, the goodness of God is the place that we're planning someday to be, where that there'll be no locks, there'll be no thieves, there'll be no false prophets, there'll be nothing there to tempt us, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, and they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity. So you see, these people will never be there. They'll never have the opportunity. But today, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how hard that you might strive. It doesn't matter how hard that any man or woman might put forth time to serve God. There'll be someone there, and they'll be there to destroy if they can. But as the Word of God said, that the Lord spared not the angels. He did not. He did not spare. He did not spare Satan. When he started the problems in heaven, he cast him out. Put cherubims and flaming torches. They can never anymore enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, how wonderful it is to know that there's a life after this life, pleasures with God, loveliness of God that you and I can be with. And this, I have my viewpoints on this. I have my vision set upon to someday to rest and to be with Jesus. Would you come and go with us? This is today, and this is why that I'm on this program. I'd like to do something, somehow or another, to reach the heart of a man and a woman. If I could be the instrument of just one person finding the way to God, no doubt it would make me one of as happy a men as God would have, because I've tried for many years to help people and those that are lost, and have seen many people receive salvation. Thanks to God, because of the powers of God and the love of God. Now let's go on reading. Whereas angels, which are greater in power, and might bring not railing accusation against them, but before the Lord. But these are natural beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving, while they feast with you. So, my friends, today, as I read this, and my purpose is for you and I to examine ourselves by the Word of God. Now, I have read up to this point a group of people that no way could God let them in. At the time that the Lord will come back, their doom is sealed. There's no way for them to ever make it, because they, with this in their life, unless they would be born again, unless that they would come to the throne of grace, offer their confession to the Lord. These people, God has turned on them. And of course we realize that these angels and Satan and many things that God has turned on, there's no chance for them, because after this life, the Word of God teaches, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. And this is where we're at today. There's people among us, and people today teaching. There's people deceiving many. You know, my Bible teaches me that there will be people, false prophets, that will cause fire to come down from heaven, come down and to dis- to actually to deceive and destroy people. But there is a power of God that comes in love and goodness that will cleanse the soul of men. Now let's go on. The 14th verse. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and hearts, they have exercised with covetousness, practice cursed children. So you see today, friends, there's going to be false teachers. And I want to be one that will tell you the word of God and that God is in. I want to be one that would point you to the land of glory, the land where Christ went back to prepare. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. I'll receive you unto myself, where you may be also. This is the place that I'd like to try to guide people to. And my friends, I know that any other life other than a life of Christ, any other life other than the life that he shed and put upon this earth, and we look to the cross and the suffering that he does. While we have people that claim to be a Christian, that someone come up and call them a bad name, make fun of them, they'll just nearly melt under it. Yet our Savior was called everything that could be thought of. All my friends today, that it might be put upon a Christian, will be rewarded so greatly after this life, and even in this life. If there was no hereafter, if there was no hereafter in this life, I'd want to continue in the life that I have lived for the Lord, because he's been good to me, he's been a wonderful Savior, and I'm enjoying this life. And if here in this life only was a Christian life, I would choose it. But thanks be to God, after this life, there'll be a good life, and then all will be peace, love, and joy. Now listen, the 15th verse. Which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with a man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, that they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them and live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the ways of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them according to a true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. So you see, friends, there's no place to turn back. And Christ is there to guide and to deliver our souls. Now, our time is about gone. Bow with us in prayer. Our Father, it's again that we bow in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this day. And we pray you, Lord, that you'd bless the reading and the few words, Lord, that I might have spoken of the Word of God. Bless it, Lord. Let it reach into the heart. Someone out there that needs help so much. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. We'd like again to invite you to come to our church. We have services every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Sundays at 11, Sunday nights at 6. And then every first Friday night, we have a gospel singing at our church. And we have different groups from different churches to come. Be glad you'd come every first Friday night, the Elkwood Holy Church, corner of Elkwood and Scott Road. May God bless you. It's our prayer.